morning?
Well, we had a closed-door session. It was very friendly. The committee was certainly friendly in its attitude. Even Wayne Hayes said he might consider a multi-year authorization. He didn't promise 5 years, but he was the one that we thought would be, give us most trouble on that point. But I'll be going down in public hearing on Thursday. This was a closed session. By the way, would you like to have Dean Atchison in that 11 o'clock meeting in the morning?
I'd be guided by your judgment, if you think so.
Yes, I think it might be useful to have him. He's been working with us pretty closely on it, and got some good moderate ideas about it.
Do we have our blocks in a row?
I think we'll have some good suggestions for in the morning. I think we're shaping up now as to what we think ought to be done about it and be able to go over it with you.
What did Fredericks have to say?
Fredericks, I think perhaps he, his basic view is that unless he's took the other job, that he'd go into private life. I think we can hold him around for a while to help the transition. He's not bitter about it. He knows that he was considered very seriously, and I think he's disappointed, but I think he understands that this wasn't a vote of no confidence in him. He indicated to both to George Ball and me that he was pretty negative about taking on the aide job. Surprised me a little because that is a big job, and it's a place where a fellow with some ideas and some love for Africa to get a lot done. But I haven't talked to him myself today further, but I'll make one final check just to be sure that's out the window.
How much does Africa get out of our aid program?
All types. It's over $300 million, about $350 million. If you include some PL-480 and include some, in effect, some military assistance that goes to some countries to pay off for certain facilities, Ethiopia, for example. Per capita, Africa gets more help from the free world totally than any other part of the world, when you add what the French and the British and others are doing in there. So they're not all that bad and neglected.
You hear that Leone's cabinet resigned?
I heard that. I heard that.
What significance?
Connie's
in there.
Saw a ticket. No, I think that I gather this was a way to for three of his cabinet members to get out of the way and give him a chance to reconstruct his cabinet. He's losing one party from his coalition apparently. But I haven't had anything from the embassy. I just saw the press ticker on it.
Well, it doesn't alarm you.
No, it doesn't. It does not at this point. No, I think he'll get through this one all right. I'm sorry about Mansfield's speech.
Yes?
I see Clark has now come aboard, and Steve Young has come aboard. There'll be some others there. It's, I don't know why Mike goes off and makes these speeches without picking up a phone and telephoning somebody.
What does Steve and Clark say?
Well, that this they both praise the speech and say that this Clark said that he hopes the State Department will undertake a basic review of our commitments in Europe, but he doubts very much they will do so. But it's a continuation of that liberal kind of isolationism that people are cooking up these days, and it's not going to be too helpful. There'll be some restlessness here in this country about what we're doing in NATO if. The goal continues, and the other allies don't really respond with a lot more effort than they've made so far in the defenses of NATO and carrying general burdens.
Did you talk to Clark about the fellow in the refugee outfit?
No, I have not.
He demands investigation. He demands it of the Mansfield Committee. I told Bill Moyer to get you this morning and tell you to please try to tell Mansfield, he's chairman of that subcommittee, and just go tell him you won't tell him the facts about this thing and give it to him and say, well, we never heard of it. This is purely merit, no personality, and Swartz is, if we'd have had any desire to fire him, we'd have fired him when he's run around campaigning all over the country. There's nothing to think of that. And they all think that this crazy woman's taken over and she's wiring embassies now, they say, in Moscow and other places, Ms. Knight, and telling them that people that come in there, communist professors, and that we're going to go back to the McCarthy reign. So you better keep your eye on Mrs. Knight, or I'd give her much rein, and then get into Mansfield before he sets a hearing and give him the cold facts before he goes flying around.
All right, I'm seeing Congressman Rice this afternoon. Is
Teddy Kennedy is messing around with it too, but I think at Mansfield, if you gave him the facts quickly,
right,
and probably Clark too, I think it'd be helpful.
Right, I'll do that.
Okay.